we need to talk about software engineering salaries in Europe. Now, if you've researched salaries online, you probably came to a realization that to make, let's say, more than 150K per year, you probably just need to move to the US. This is actually not the case, or at least it's not the case anymore. And all this because I've been an engineering manager here in Amsterdam at Uber for years. We paid better than the majority of companies in Amsterdam and in Europe. Many senior engineers doubled their salaries when they joined. There's an open secret few software engineers in Europe know about. Salaries are going up by a lot. So how much do software engineers make in Europe? Well, if you search online, you'll find pretty low figures. DAX.com will tell you that outside of Switzerland, the average salary is at or under $60,000, so that's even under 50,000 euros. For London, Payscale will tell you that the median salary is 47,000 pounds, and the 90th percentile is 74,000 pounds. Now, if you search for Amsterdam, honeypot.io will tell you that the average salary in Amsterdam is 45 to 50K, the top of the band is around 70K, and the entry level of the band will be around 36K. What if I told you that as a new graduate with no experience, there are companies in Amsterdam where you can make more than 70,000 euros just in base salary? I've not even counted the bonuses or the equity. Now, as an engineering manager who knows what the market is like, I find this online data close to useless. And there are five reasons why this is the case. First, the data is incomplete. These sites only have data that employees or companies share with them. They're not going to have data from a bunch of the companies that are top of the market. Second, the top of the band is missing from this data. Companies like Apple, Uber, Facebook, companies getting ready for IPO, they don't usually work with the recruitment agencies to put data on their website, so they're not going to have the data. The people who join these companies and they get a really good offer, they're not going to rush to payscale.com and share that they've got a really good offer. Third, COVID. COVID spread of remote work, and this is great news, especially for senior engineers. I know several people who close to double their salary by starting to work remotely for companies who previously did not hire remotely, and most of these companies were US-based. Fourth, equity. The best paying companies throw in equity. These could be options, these could be stocks. Now this becomes a lot more valuable as these companies approach IPO or an acquisition. Most engineers I know in Europe are absolutely skeptical of equity, and most of them just don't care. A lot of people will choose a grand more in salary than getting any equity or any options. Now, historically, it's been the case that equity was not really valuable and exits were not a thing in Europe. But a few things are changing. US companies are going public. In fact, European companies are also going public. And the fact that engineers don't care about equity, it's hurting people specifically. I know people in European companies that had great IPOs who had little to no stock. Some of them just never negotiated, and some of them just chose a higher salary instead of a nice equity package. You need to understand and value equity. And by the way, you don't need to bet on equity being worth something. You can also join companies who are already public and they give really good equity packages for software engineers. Fifth and most important, the companies that pay really well have no incentive to advertise that they do so. I've had several engineers join Uber and they ask me, why are we not telling people how well we're paying here? And I asked the same thing from our recruiters, because we did lose a few candidates who thought we'll never be able to compete with their freelancing salary of like 500 euros a day. Hint, we absolutely could have. First one was that we did get enough applicants, enough people knew that these companies pay well and they gave it a shot, or they didn't know that these companies pay well, but they knew that the engineering culture and the problems are really, really interesting. And then they got pleasantly surprised by how much the salary is. The other reason is, do you know what happens when you advertise just how much you're paying and that number is a lot higher than what everyone else is paying? I'll tell you, you get flooded with really low quality applicants. You will literally have people apply who don't even have any software qualifications because it's worth a shot for a position that might pay 80,000 euros with not needing any years of experience. And it's really ironic that the companies who pay the most will not talk about this in public. The recruiters might give you a hint, but you might only realize it when you get an offer or when you watch this video. So, how much can you make in Europe as a software engineer? I want to say that the top of the range for entry-level positions is around 1,000 euros, and at the top of the range for senior positions is around 2,000 euros. But before I jump to conclusions, I want to gather some more data, and this is where I need your help. If you can, please anonymously share salary information that you know of. This could be your salary, it could be someone else's salary, it could be salary that you've overheard. If you're a manager, it could be salary that your company pays. Just hit the link below and fill out this form and give as many or little information as you want to do. If you don't want to give the company name, that's fine. Just describe what industry the company is in. If you don't want to give the exact salary, just give a rough range. I'm going to go through this data, compare it with all the other data sources that I have, and I'll be back with a video where I share actual numbers, company names that typically pay top of the market, and some country-specific information. Subscribe to the channel so you're not going to miss this video, and thanks for the help if you're sharing salary data. One last thing, why am I doing this? It's for two reasons. First, I'm getting tired of really smart people packing up and leaving for the US thinking that's the only place they can make a decent salary. And second, I think there's really good software engineering talent in Europe, and a lot of people are underpaid without knowing so. Now, if you're one of these people, it will only help the ecosystem if you look around and you join companies where you are compensated a lot more and you can also learn a lot more from a lot better people. Europe has a larger population than the US, and I think there's more than enough talent to compete with the likes of the US and China in technology innovation, but first, we need to pay that talent to make sure that they stay here. All right, thanks for your help.